the fundamental yisod of this shiur is somewhat iconoclastic. You understand that that word has a different connotation than usual, coming from the long kapotza. We don't have to get scared. But iconoclastic in the sense that we are perhaps trying to shatter an image of a concept or of a halacha that we are almost born with from our childhood. And it's only in a kind of levasi ela lidrash sort of way. We have a principle, b'chol dov v'dor chayav adam liris es atzmai kivu yotzam imitzayim. The exact gisa, the exact nusuf of that is for another time. Kilo yotza ato, shibud mitzrayim, mi mitzrayim. L'haris es atzmai, liris es atzmai. A lot of Torah on this expression. My focus and my concern now is to ask the question, what does b'chol dor v'dor mean? Does it mean at all times, or does it mean once a year in every generation? Now the normal pshat is that on the night of Pesach we are mechuyev to feel that we came out of Mitzrayim. The b'chol dor v'dor then would mean that regardless of the circumstances and whether we have the carbon Pesach or not, whether we are in Golos or whether it's this man of peace and tranquility in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter. B'chol dor v'dor, regardless of our circumstance, comes the night of Pesach, chayav adam liris es atzmai kivu hu yatzam yeshivat Mitzrayim. What I wanted to suggest is that b'chol dor v'dor means perpetually, constantly, continually, and continuously. Just all the time. B'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam liris es atzmai. Then it becomes something of an existential statement. My relationship to Yiddishkeit, my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my relationship to mitzvahs, my relationship, for that matter, to myself, is one of a Yotzei Mitzrayim. I am a Yotzei Mitzrayim. You understand, of course, that the ramifications are many. The whole perception of Hakaras HaTov, the whole perception of the acuteness of my sense of being an Eved Hashem, are radically different. But the question is, where do I get this strange idea from? So the answer is from the Rambam. I believe that this is the Rambam's intention. Now the question is, how do we prove this? So we open up the Rambam, which I believe all of you have. Maybe I'll take it myself, even though by this time, does anyone have an extra copy? The Rambam says, in Perek Zayin, which are the halachos, the mitzvot halayla, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam laharis es atzmai ki hu ba'atzmai yotza ato mishibud mitzrayim. Shene'ama ve'olsonu hotzi misham. Ba'adobo zeh tziva ha-kodesh baruch hu ba'toiro, v'zochalto ki eved ha-yisa. Kloima, ki ilu ato ba'atzmacho ha-yisa eved, v'yotzoso l'cheirus v'nivdesa. I was struck when I first learned this Rambam many, many, many years ago, with two fundamental questions, two points. The first point is that it's not exactly like the Mishnah of which it is a quotation. Because the Mishnah, Ki'iluhu ba'atzmo yotza mishibet mitzrayim, shenemar, quotes a different pasuk, a pasuk, of course, which is very well known to all of you. V'gadot l'bincha b'yom ahu leimor ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mimitzrayim. The dogish of the Mishnah to explain why b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros kilu hu ba'atzmo, not just his ancestors but he himself, is from the pasuk of li, which is the pasuk of the she'eino yodea l'shom. V'gadot l'bincha b'yom ahu leimor ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li. B'yom ahu, sometime in the future, you yourself will not be from the actual Yotzei Mitzrayim, but nevertheless, you are going to tell your son, Osa Hashem Li, B'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. How come? The answer is because b'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam liros es atzmo ki hu yotza mi Mitzrayim. The Rambam does not quote that pasuk, and instead substitutes the pasuk of, V'olsonu hotzi misham. Interestingly, maybe it's derech agav, but interestingly that the Rambam brings this pasuk daska here, and does not mention, even though he brings the pasuk as a proof text for the halacha b'chol dor v'dor, he does not mention anywhere in Perek Zayin that you have to actually utter those words as part of the Haggadah. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, v'tzorich lomar v'osanu hotzi mishon. And indeed, in the Nusach Haggadah of the Rambam, it is present. As you well know, the Nuschos of the Rambam were often tampered with, as the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, L'chayim Abba, pointed out many, many times. Much more often than the Nusach of the Rambam and the Pnim. Because no Sofer is going to mess with the Rambam. Whatever the Rambam says, that's what he says. But the Nusach, everybody knows Nusach. So the Nusach HaTzilah, the Nusach HaHagodah, and so on, if he saw something that was a discrepancy between his Nusach that he's used to, he might have felt that a previous scribe messed up, and actually there is a Girsa that he needs to fix and correct. When indeed, the Girsa that he had found was the Girsa of the Rambam and should not have been affected and touched at all. So sometimes we find Girsos which were corrected, in quotation marks, by various scribes when it was still in manuscript form, and the Rav therefore said many times the Nusach of the Rambam in the Halacha isn't necessarily the same as his Nusach in his Siddur or Haggadah or whatever it is, even though that's also in the Mishnah Torah. But in the Rambam's Haggadah, as it is in ours, we say Sanu Hotzi Mishon. The Rambam, however, as I pointed out to you, does not mention that in the halachas of what you're supposed to say in the Haggadah in Perek Zayin. The Rambam mentions that you have to say Shloshah Dvarim Eilu b'Pesach, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, and he concludes V'chol HaDvarim Eilu Heima Nikroim Haggadah, but the Rambam does not mention V'Oksanu Otzim Yishon. And yet, the Rambam changes from the Nusach HaMishnah, which brings Yigadah to Levil Chavayom Uleimer, to bring Dafka, this very Pesach of V'Oksanu Otzim Yishon, to teach us v'chol dor v'dor chayav adam liros v'satzma. That's question number one. Why not the pasuk of the Mishnah? Why this pasuk b'dafka? Question number two, which is much more fundamental. Al dov ozeh tziva ha-kosuv zachata ki yedra yisra b'mitzrayim. Kloima, kilu ata ba'atzmach ha-yisra abad b'mitzrayim v'nifdeisa. Kilo ploim. Everyone knows. And if they don't know it, then after Reb Chaim and the Rav, they certainly should know it. That there is a tremendous difference between the regular everyday mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah on the night of Pesach of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And they are different v'chama v'chama inyon. One is Sheilu Tshuva, one is with others, one is not, one is more elaborate, and so on and so forth. But one thing is clear, that if the Rambam quotes the pasuk of the Zacharta ki Eved HaYisa, which cannot possibly be construed as a pasuk that speaks about the night of the Seder B'dafka, then the Rambam is telling me in no uncertain terms that this inyan of B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo is a constant throughout the year. Now, to make it more clear, I brought for you the various instances, five separate times, all in Sefer Dvarim, where the Zacharta ki Eved HaYisa is mentioned. The first and most famous of which, of course, is in the second Luchos, where the mitzvah of Shabbos is presented as a zecher for the Avdus in Mitzrayim. The Zacharta ki Eved This is the Yisoid of Shabbos in the second Luchos. It certainly does not have anything specifically to do with the night of the Seder. In fact, it has to do with every single Shabbos. Every Shabbos comes round, and you should remember Ki Eved HaYisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Then there is, by the mitzvah of Hanukkah, by the mitzvah of Chag HaShavuos, by the mitzvah of Losate Mishpat Ger Yosom, and so on and so forth. You have a number of instances where various mitzvahs are mentioned, and in the context of those mitzvahs, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, the way you will perform the mitzvah is better if you remember that you yourself was an eved in Mitzrayim. What does the Rambam want from us when he says, "B'chol dor v'dor chayev adam liris v'al dovo zet tzivo ha-kosev zochar t'ki eved ha-yisa"? Zochar t'ki eved ha-yisa is mentioned many times, and we are supposed to remember that we were an eved. But the Rambam says, "Kloimak." And this is a chidush nifla in the Rambam, because you would not necessarily have interpreted it that way at all. If we remember that our ancestors were avodim leparo b'Mitzrayim, it should make us compassionate to the yosam and the almana today. If we remember that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, we keep Shabbos. In the same way, if we remember that we were avodim in Mitzrayim once upon a time, our ancestors, we will be sensitive to the need to rest, and that our avodim should rest as well. Mehesa Teisa, that the Zachar Taki Eved Ayisa Baritz Mitzrayim, means anything more than that. That our ancestors were avodim. Zachar Rambam Nei, that the Pasuk is Kipshuto, to be taken extremely literally. The Zachar Taki Eved Hoyisa. Not Hoyu Avosecha, but Hoyisa. So therefore, the Rambam says, Kloma, in case we have any doubts about the intention of the Rambam, the Rambam here spells it out with a very, very simple Pirush Rashi. Kloima, ki'ilu ata ba'atzmecha ha'yisa eved v'nivdeisa. So what the Rambam is telling me is, just by simple logical extension, that forget about the chol dor v'dor for a moment. Every time the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us this v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa, those five, six separate times in Sefer Dvarim, what is his intention? That whenever we encounter these mitzvot, at least, we have to remember that we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim. Whatever that means, we have to remember that we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim. Kilu ata ba'atzmecha yisrael. Dova zet siva ha'kosim. So when the Rebbeinu Shlom commands us to feel that way in all these various circumstances, including every single Shabbos, so is it hard to imagine that the Rambam's intention in B'chol Dor V'Dor means all the time? It certainly doesn't mean the night of Pesach alone, because he tells me that the Torah itself commands me to feel that way other times rather than Pesach itself. Now furthermore, the Rambam continues in Halacha Zayin with a Lefikach. And it is not the Lefikach of the Gemara. It's not the Lefikach of the Haggadah. There is a Lefikach in the Haggadah as well. You know what that Lefikach is? The Lefikach Hayovimonu Lahodo Salahalim. That's the Lefikach. If we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim, Loes Avosenu Guvad Goala Kodesh Boko Akos Sonu Goali Moen, then there's a chiyuv to be mahalul mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very acute way, as one who himself was redeemed. It's not any longer a historical concept, it's a personal thing, and memeila my chiyuv is the halul of Misha Nasa Lo Meis Manish. The Rambam does not mention halul in this perek at all, nor does he mention that halul is a chiyuv in Mitzvah Haggadah, which is astonishing. What the Rambam instead says is that because the Chodor Vador Chayav Odom Liras Esat Smokimu Hu Yotza Ata Mishibut Mitzrayim Lefika Kishesoe Balaila Azeh, when he has the Seudah the night of the Seder, there are two specific inyonim that were introduced by the Chachomim to reflect and to respond to this notion of the Chodor Vador Chayav Odom Liras Esat Smokimu Who, he himself, Yotza Mitzrayim. What are they? Arba Kosos and Heseba. It's remarkable. Halel the Rambam does not mention, which is Mefurish in the Gemara, and in our Haggadah. And after Arba Kosos and Heseba, which, by the way, in and of itself is astonishing. You know why? Because the idea that there's a reason for Arba Kosos, and that is because Chayav Adam Liros Hasatzmo Kilu Yotzam in Mitzrayim is not found, not in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi, whatever other reasons are given for the Arba Kosos. So when we piece it back together again, it seems as follows. There is something that the Gemara does say about Arba Kosos and about Heseba, which has a tzad hashoga. What is that? That it's derech chayis. The Rambam apparently understood the expression derech chayis in a much more precise way than we would otherwise imagine it to be. According to the Rambam, derech chayis is exactly that distinction. We came out of Mitzrayim. That's derech chayis. It isn't derech malachim, like lemosh cholikdulo derech malachim by kohanim in the achilas hakorbanos and so on, achilas kodshim. It's a specific, acute derech chayis that we came out of Mitzrayim. So wherever the Gemara speaks about derech chayis, so the Rambam said those were takonos chachamim, which on the night of Pesach reflect this idea. The way I put together this Rambam, it comes out as follows. The hergesh, the attitude, the philosophy, that's a constant that courses throughout the year. Erev, Bokev, et Tzorayim, as they say, 24-7, 365 days a year. However, because of that, the Chachamim came, and in conjunction with the night of the Seder's mitzvahs, D'oraisa, they introduced two mitzvahs, Midrabbanan, the mitzvah of Arba Kosos and the mitzvah of Haseba, which makes that night, the Choldor Vador, a show and tell. In other words, every day of the year it's a hergesh ba'alma. On the night of Pesach, you do something about it. You act it out. How do you act it out? So you act it out by drinking koisei shel cheirus and by being meisei derech cheirus. It's interesting that from here are the minhagim amongst Sfaradim and others. They put the matzah over their back, they walk around, they go over mayim, whatever it is that they do. It's also to act it out. That's just the minhag ba'alma. These things are halachos midrabbanon, but the aside of all of them, liroi says atzmai, is all year long. If we learn that way, then we can explain why the Rambam Bedafka picked the osanu hotzi misham as the makar, rather than the gadata levincha. Of course, the fact that al-dobah zetzi v'akosef l'chazak yevera yisra is no longer a problem. Because hagam that the takona was midrabbanan, but the deraisa is all year long. So taka al-dobah zetzi v'akosef all year long. Whenever the Rabban Shom said the zakarta, he meant in this acute way, that's how you should feel, and that's how you should respond to Shabbos, to the Ani, and so on, to the Eved. But when it comes to the night of Pesach, Chacham said, we want you to do something. We want you to reenact it on some minimal level. Namely, a maisa derecheus. Yayin, abakoso shal yayin, and hesekam. Fikam kishesoi balaylazah. The hergesh is b'chol dor v'dor. But kishesoi balaylazah, then he has to actually do something. And that which he does, derecheus, he only does the night of the Seder. That he does not do the rest of the year. But the rest of the year he has the hergesh. Why is it that that will also explain why the Osanu Hotzi Misham is the Pasuk of the Rambam? Why? So this goes back to another Chiddush Gadol, which also maybe is a somewhat iconoclastic. Keneged Arba'a Bonim Dibra Torah. What does that mean? What is Keneged Arba'a Bonim Dibra Torah? Dibra Torah what? What's the rest of the sentence? What's the implicit end of that statement? Keneged arba'a bonim dibra Torah v'nogeya to sipur yitzias Mitzrayim that night. So it's understood l'cha'ora by everyone that there are four times that the mitzvah of sipur yitzias Mitzrayim the night of Pesach is mentioned. Each time in a different way. Moshe l'moha dovodoyna. There is a mitzvah of tefillin. It also happens to be mentioned four times. That's why there are four parshiyos in the tefillin themselves. Each time the mitzvah of tefillin is mentioned, the Ribbono Shel Olam commands us to put on tefillin. Each time that nusach is slightly different, from which we darshan all sorts of drushes. For example, v'hoyo lo yisal yodcha yuddalit chof hei. Yuddalit chof hei yad keha, the left hand. V'hoyo l'cholios al yodcha, l'cholios v'loy la'acherim lois. L'taytafes b'neinecha in one place, v'zikaron b'neinecha. And so on and so forth. Many, many halachas. But each one of those psukim besides the details and the nuances, is simply telling you the mitzvah of Tefillah. Four separate times. In Parsha Shema, Kshatim Leosa Yedecha Velototos Ve'enecha, Kshatim Leosa Yedchem Avayim Shemoah, in Kadesh, and Vahoyo Kiviyah. By analogy, one would imagine that this is exactly the same here. There are four times that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, is mentioned. Each one of those times, it's different. A different nusach, a different context. What do we learn from the fact that there are four different times mentioned differently? Kedi daitoi shel bein aviv melamdei. That there are arba types of bonim, and because the Torah reflects this mitzvah in four different ways of expression, it indicates to us it's not a nusach like nusach hatfilah. Doesn't matter who is davening, it's the same nusach. It's maybe a Talmud Torah idea, maybe just plain hasbara, but whatever it is, you have to respond to the person in front of you, al pi darko. Is that correct? That's the way everyone understands this. Keneged arbo abonim divrei Torah, echad chokom, echad ton, echad rosha, echad sheino yodeh. Now, I brought here the four different segments of the Torah, which are the four statements keneged arbo abonim. Before we go into that, I would just like to make a few basic ha'as. Everyone is aware of the question that is asked, that the Braisa, which ended up in our Haggadah, Keneged Arba Abonim, does not, legabe two of the sons, respond in the way that the Torah has the response. The Chacham and the Rosha. The answer to the Chacham should have been, Va'afato emarlo, not kihilchos ha-pesachay matirinach ha-pesach ha-fikoman, but rather va'marto elo va'avadim ha-yinu l'paro v'mitzvah. Because this is exactly what you give the answer to the Chacham. Take a look at number 8. Ki yishofa bimcha mocha leimor moha eidos ha-chukim ha-mishpatim ha-shatib ha-shem ha-lekenu ha-eschem. Ma'ata lebincha avodem ha-yinu l'pal b'mitzchayim ha-tzeinu ha-shem ha-mitzchayim v'yod ha-zaka. So they ask, why is this not the answer that is given in the Braisa, if it is the answer that is given in the Torah? The other bein is the bein ha-rosha. The Bein HaRosha, number 9. Look at Pasuk Chavov in number 9, to the end of number 9. V'hoya, ki yomru aleichem b'neichem moha avod azot lochem. V'amartem, what should we answer? Zedach Pesach Ulashem. What do we do instead in the Haggadah? Afato hakei yeshino ve'molo bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim li v'lo lo ilu haya sham lo haya nigo. Yes. The other two we have no problem. Tam mazos b'chol z'gyod otzion Hashem in Mitzrayim v'es avodim. That's exactly what it says. And sheino yudeh lishol v'gad polivim chabayom ahulema. But Chacham and Rosha, they're not the responses that are given in the Torah. Why not? Okay. Let's take first the Rosha. Maybe we're entitled to take the Rosha first, because if the wall Arba Abonim, he's the first one that appears in Seder HaPsukim, the Rosha. So, perhaps you know that the Vilna Gaon says that we do not answer the Bein HaRosha at all. We don't throw him out either, but we don't answer him. We answer him by not answering him. We relate to him by Dafka not answering his question. The Rav once, not once, I heard it from him in Stama 30 or 40 times, but once, like Yesh Mochel Achazman, once in the past. The Rav told over a story that to Reb Chaim Volozhiner once came a former Talmud of the Yeshiva Volozhin who had become a Shona Upire. She became an Apikoros, perhaps out of nostalgia. He went back to the warmth of the of the yeshiva, and he accosted Reb Chaim Volozhiner with a whole slew of questions about Yiddishkeit, about Torah and Mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Volozhiner did not respond at all after this person left. His children, his Talmidim, asked, "How you talking, Rebbe? You've spoken about these in Yonim so many times. You have so many answers to give. Why did you want to give the impression that you don't have an answer by remaining silent?" And Reb Chaim Volozhiner answered, and in Yiddish it's even more powerful because of the play on words. He said, And of course the reason it's a play on words, when someone asks a question, you can give an answer. But when someone gives an answer, which in Yiddish also means what? A teretz. What's your teretz this time? An excuse, a justification. Because all those questions were merely justifications of why he went off to Derech and he's doing all kinds of averos. So he's really not interested in learning, he's not inspired to ask, he doesn't really want to know, he's not open and ready to absorb. He's throwing the gauntlet, he's challenging, he's arguing because he wants to state his claim. So his mind is closed. To a person whose mind is closed, you cannot open up his mind by giving him teyutzi. Derech Agav, I just wanted to point something out to you. The Rosh of the Haggadah, there are not too many of them around today. Unfortunately, Bizman Hazeh, you have two kinds of Jews. Committed Jews and Jews who don't know that they're Jews. There are very few people in between. Very few. Less and less every year and certainly every generation. The Nogei are those people who are interested, but they're mixed up. I just want to make the following observation in the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam, when I first discovered this Lashon HaRambam, I was mamish almost in shock, because the Mechayev of this Rambam is Neirivai. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to teach a Talmud unless he's a Talmud Hogun Noe B'maisav. You're not allowed to teach a Talmud She'eino Hogun, a Talmud that is not worthy of being taught. A Talmud who does not have the right hashkofos, a Talmud who does not comport himself properly as a mensch. Why? And the Rambam says, Chazal, that if a person teaches a Talmud She'eino Hogun, Kilu Zorek Evin L'Makos. What would you expect if you hear a Rambam that begins like that? So what happens when you have a Talmud like that? What do? You slam the door in his face, you throw him out, and you say, this is not for you. Go away. The Rambam continues, Ein melamden elo l'talmid hogem noa b'maisov, and if the Talmud is not so, you hear? You take him, and you make him hogem. And your mazir also the mutav, says the Rambam. Bachakach melamdin also. So I was thinking, what is the pshat of this Rambam? So the answer is, there may be 1,000 rishoyim out there. People are einam hagunim. That's not my responsibility. That, up to this point, is the Ribbono Shlom's responsibility. But then a Talmud comes and he knocks on my door and he says, Yolandeinu Rabbeinu. From the moment that a Talmud, Hogun or not, comes to my door and says, Yolandeinu, he is mine. He is my achrayus, and I cannot let him go. However, there's a problem. Because the Talmud Eino Hogun cannot be taught to you. So the Rambam says, so what do? You fix him, and then you teach him Torah. Pile playing this Rambam, and the ramifications of it are unbelievable. But getting back to the Rosh of the Haggadah, that Rosh is a very complicated person. He comes to the Seder, but he's not interested in Yolandeinu at all. So the Gaon says, you don't throw him away, you don't throw him out. Maybe you do teach him in a very oblique and indirect way, but the first thing you have to tell him is the score. And how do? That? You don't respond to him, because to a teretz, ma'avodah zos lachem, is not a kasha, it's not a question, it's not sincere, it's throwing down the gauntlet, it's a challenge, it's a statement of chutzpah. Tiyomru aleichem b'neichem already is noted by many svarim, many mefarshei Haggadah. It's not ki yisholcha, it's ki yomru aleichem. And it's called moha avodo, matircha, matayach godo, and so on and so forth. So you don't answer him. With this, the Gaon explains two very vexing questions on the Nusach HaAgadah, as many of you probably know already, but we'll chazer it over anyhow. First of all, why do you speak to the Rasha in third person? Leave a lo lo, ilu hoya sham lo hoya nigo. There are in fact girsos that say ilu hoyisa sham, but the Nusach that we have is ilu hoya sham. Clearly it is not, because we are mechabed the Rasha with a lashon that we would be mechabed gedolim and tovin mimenu guf shlishi. Will they please have a cup of coffee? Now, why do you say ilu hoya sham instead of ilu hayisa sham? Why don't you say leave alo lecha? Why do you say leave alo lo? And much greater question is, why are you quoting the pasuk of igadeto lebincha v'yom olemar to the Rasha, when in fact it is crystal clear and is repeated again, that is the pasuk which does not have a question. That's how we know that it's she'eno yodei alishol. That's the pasuk of the she'eno yodei alishol. What's it doing by the Rasha? Says the Gra, that the Bein HaRasha does not get an answer. You cannot answer him, he doesn't deserve an answer, it doesn't pay to answer. What you do is you wait till you get to the She'eno Yodei Alishol. When you're ready to say, Bavuzeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisi Mimitzrayim. And Bavuzeh, as Rashi says, Sha'ak Hayei Mitzvosa. And that is the whole raison d'etre of coming out of Mitzrayim, which the Rasha rejects. He calls it an avoda. Whatever we do on the night of Pesach, it is the one time of the year that we are fettered, F-E-T-T-E-R-E-D, fettered, by law after law after law that determines exactly what we do. There is no greater shibud than the night of Pesach. No greater shibud. Everything is to the finest detail. How much matzah, how much morah, what kind of matzah, what kind of morah. One halacha after the other. There's no normal meal. The dessert is not a dessert. It's a piece of matzah. It's a carbon pesach. The derech cheirus is, I'll tell you exactly how. Not yamin, but smile. Not heseba for morah, heseba for matzah. And on and on and on and on. Shiurim, how big, chazanish. This one, that one, what's the nafkamina? There are chayrus, you take whatever you have and you enjoy. But the teretz is, it's shakayim mitzvoisav. Bavuzeh. So this is moha avoyda azoy kochem. So you get to the bavuzeh and you're still talking to the she'eno yodei alishol. You point, says the Gaon, to the Rasha. And you say, osa Hashem li b'tzeisim in mitzvayim li v'lo lo. He would never have come out of Mitzrayim. So I wanted to be Moses. The Gaon's rayas are from within the context of the Haggadah. I wanted to be Moses several proofs from the Pesukim themselves to that idea. Not that the Gaon needs my corroboration, but nevertheless, it's very beautiful. It gives it an extra and deeper meaning. First of all, whatever Yetzias Mitzrayim is, and however you formulate it, it seems to me crystal clear that you must use the word, some point or another, in your response, Yotzanu Mitzrayim, Betzesi Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, how could it be Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now, you'll take a look at all the other sons. The Pesukim are right in front of you. Take a look back in number 8. Well, you don't need number 8. You say it in the Haggadah every year. This is the Bein HaChacham. V'amarta lebincha, what is the answer? Avodim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. And? Vayotzienu Hashem mitzrayim. Because without Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, skip 9. Go to 10. This is? Who is this? The Tam. Because without Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number 11. The She'eno Yodei Alishol. Pasuk Ches. V'garata l'bincha b'yomah u'leimah v'avuzah s'Hashem li v'tzeiti mi'mitzrayim, because without Yetzias Mitzrayim there is no sequel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now let us go to the Bein HaRosha. The top of that page, the end of number 9, V'hoyo ki yomru aleichem b'neichem o'avod azos lachem b'amartem Zevah pesachu l'Hashem asher pesach avot ibn Yisrael b'mitzrayim v'not po es mitzrayim v'tzvotenu itzil. Not one word about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I submit to you, Rabbi Isai, that there is no such thing as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now there are Sfarim that say that there is, and they bring this as a right. But I suggest that there isn't, and that's because we don't answer the Bein HaRosha. So there doesn't need to be. And besides, Yilu HaYashem Lo HaYonigol, he doesn't know about Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's the, then there's one other raya. You know what that is? In every one of the other three, there's a pronoun that directs the answer to the child. Look, El. For example, let's go back to the Bein HaChacham in number 8. Va'amarto l'vincha avodim hayinu l'par v'mitzrayim. Correct? Because when you answer the question, so you answer to your child. Even the Tam, of course, the same thing. Number 10. V'amarta Elav. You answer him. Elav. She'eino yodei lishol, who doesn't even ask, but you have to tell him. V'garita levincha. To your son. Now let's go to the Bein HaRosha. What should have been, if it is an answer to his question. V'amartem aleihem. And what does it say instead? V'hoyo ki yomru aleichem b'neichem. They are talking to you. Aleichem b'neichem. Mo avodah zos lochem. V'amartem. It does not say aleihem. It says v'amartem zedach pesach. You know why? Because you have to reinforce your own emunah, but you do not say anything to him at all. So it's not aleihem. It's just v'amartem zedach pesach. Parenthetically, before I go on, I just wanted to mention one other chiluk between the Bein HaRosha. I just told you two chilukim between the Bein HaRosha and Nusach. There's no Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's not directed to him. There's one more chiluk, which is really fascinating. The Bein HaRosha is in the plural. Amazing thing. The Bein HaChacham, ki yisholcha bincha machaleima. The Bein Tam, v'haya ki yisholcha bincha machaleima. Bincha. What's bincha? Your son, singular. Habein sholcha. Of course, she'eino yodei lishol, v'garata v'bincha. It does not say l'banecha. Or l'vneichem. Suddenly, when it comes to the Bein HaRosha, of course, you don't answer him, so it doesn't have anything. But look at the question. V'hoya ki yomeru aleichem b'neichem moha avodas oslochem. It's in the plural. So I was thinking, by way of an analogy, there's a tremendous nechama here. Tremendous nechama. By way of analogy, someone was once telling me, we don't have any gedolim anymore. And I said to him, we have a chazal in Maseches Sanhedrin. And the purpose of that chazal is simply to teach us that Ein lecha ela shofet biyomecha. What does the chazal say? Very famous chazal. Yiftach bedoro, kishmul bedoro. So, even if you have a yiftach, you have to listen to yiftach. And that's pretty low. But you have to listen to him anyhow. Ein lecha ela shofet she biyomecha. So then that's what the Gemara says. But I take from that Gemara a separate point, which is a tremendous nechama. When was Yiftach and when was Shmuel? Who came first? Anyone who knows a little bit about Shoftim and Shmuel, Yiftach comes first. It means, in other words, that the matzav was so bad that the manhig was Yiftach. And nevertheless, Klal Yisrael can bounce back later and produce a Shmuel with Moshe v'Aaron b'Chayin of a Shmuel b'Kari Shmuel. You should see what the Zohar says about that.
By way of analogy, the pasuk says, "Ki yomru aleichem b'neichem." All the other sons will be in the singular, and this son will be in the plural. Kumen atzayt, you'll go into Eretz Yisrael, you'll come into the future, and there'll be so much chaos and so much havoc, and maybe Golus will reap such a horrible harvest of ignorance and apathy and antagonism and fear of being a Jew. It's not safe to be a Jew. And maybe leftist intellectual loathing of Jews. Whatever it is, there are going to be so many Jews who are so separated that half they can say, and they are coming to the Seder. Who knows how many are not even coming to the Seder anymore at all. And still there is hope. At the end of this pasuk, if you take a look at pasuk Chav Zayin on the top of the page here, at the end of 9, it says at the end of the pasuk, Vayikor ha'om vayishtachad. Rashi says, Al besores habonim. Because when you're a slave in Egypt, and kolu kol akitzim, and you think that everything has come to an end, and that now is the ultimate destiny of Yaakov Uvanov to come to an end in the suffering and torture of the Golus Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be a future. And he spells out the future. There's going to be a bunim for every bane. There's going to be a whole bunch of bunim. And Al Besoros HaBonim, Klal Yisrael bows down in rejoicing. There is a future. There's even going to be the Bane HaRasha, but there's going to be a Bane. There's a future for Klal Yisrael. Because every one of those Banim eventually will come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Chaim Brisker used to say, the Rav quoted it many times, that if you believe in Mashiach, you have to believe that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, because the Rambam says Mashiach will bring everyone back to tshuva. So all those Banim that are lost, they'll come back. That's Al Besoros HaBonim. But now let's get back to these four sections. And I have the following reaction, let's say. I believe that three out of the four do not necessarily have to do with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it does not mean keneged arba abonim dibra Torah, like in Tefillin, that there are four different manifestations of Tefillin and the mitzvah of Tefillin, four different manifestations of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So rather, what is it? Let's take the best example of all. Actually, he is the Tam. Take a look at these psukim. Number 10. V'ha'yo ki yiviyach la'ashem al eretz ha'knani kashem nishba l'chob la'avosechu nitzon Allah. What are we talking about? Bechor, the mitzvah of Bechor. Crystal clear. Bechor peter chamor tifter b'ser, v'im lo sifter v'araf to. Bechor bechor odom b'vonecha tifter, pidyin aben. V'hoyo, in this very context, ki yishol ko bimko moko leimor mazos. What is this business of Bechor? There's something about the night of the Seder here? There's something about Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitzaratzmo. There's something about the mitzvah of Pesach Matzumorah. Mazos. The Amarta Elor Bechozik Yodot Tzionu Hashem Mitzrayim Beis Avodim Vayehi. And you see from the flow, Ki Hiksha Paro L'Shalchenu Vayarod Hashem Kopkor Be'eretz Mitzrayim Mitzkorodim Vayar Bechor Behemo Al Kein Ani Zodeach Hashem Kopet Erechem Hazichorim Bechor Bechor Bonai Ezdeh. It's crystal clear that it's not speaking dafka about the night of Pesach. And it's crystal clear that it's not addressing the Inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Mitzaratzmo as a mitzvah of the night of Pesach. It's addressing his confusion about what is this preoccupation with Bechor. And you tell him, Bechor Zekir Otzionu Vahikik Shaparu Shachinu Vayarog Hashem Kol Bechor. Al Kain, Anizoveach Hashem, not the Korban Pesach, Kol Peter Rechem. Bechor, Bechor, Bonai, Esther. It's crystal clear. Because otherwise, why is he talking about and he's a veyako peter rechem of korban hefter, if the question was about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. So the Torah says it has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean, and it doesn't have anything to do with the night of the Seder. It's a response about the mitzvah of Bechor. Take the Beina Rosha. We already determined that there's no, according to the Gra, there is no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim going on because you don't answer him at all. So Vamartem Zevach Pesachu is a chizuk for the people, and it doesn't anyhow mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's number two. Number three, the Beina Chacham. The Beina Chacham, if anyone knows Rosh Hanan well, he will remember that those three words, Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim, are mentioned already in the Parsha earlier, towards the beginning of the Parsha. And you know in what context? When Moshe Rabbeinu is about to tell over the whole Maisa of Kabbalah Satayra and Maimar HaSinai and give once again the Nusach of the Lukos of the Aseres HaDvarim, before that it says Vizos, the Eidos and the Chukim and the Mishpatim. And in that context, with those very three words, Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machalaymar, after all this review and repetition of Maimer HaSinai and of all the Eidos, Chukim, and Mishpatim, your child will one day come to you on a Tuesday in the middle of Tammuz, and he's going to ask you, what are all these Eidos, Chukim, Mishpatim? It's such a burden. It's so many mitzvahs. It's so hard to do, but he's not a Rasha. He's not challenging you, he's not throwing the gauntlet, he's not rejecting, he's not mocking, he's not scoffing. He's asking genuinely, what is it all about? Why do we have so many mitzvahs, so many opportunities to fail, so many opportunities to falter? So what do you answer him? You answer him, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Sigiven good in Mitzrayim? No, Sigiven zeyo bitter in Mitzrayim. Was he good to us that he took us out of the time? He was very good to us. Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a land is it? It's a good land? Yes, it's a very good land. It's an Eretz Zobas Cholov Adrash. So two Eidim Ne'amonim that Hashem wants that it should be good for us. So now, my kind, I'm going to tell you a secret. All these mitzvahs, they are L'toiv Lanu Kol Hayomim, L'chayoseinu Kayom Azeh, and they give us Olam Haba B'Sar. Now take a look at the Psukim. The Psukim do something remarkable. What's the Seder HaDvarim? What comes first? Yetzias Mitzrayim. What should come after Yetzias Mitzrayim? Maimer HaSinai. And what comes third? Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Psukim. Go back to number 8. Ki Shocha Bimcha Mocha Leimor, what are those Eidos Chukim Mishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Etzchem? Rashi says, Mocha Yesh Mocha L'Achazman. It doesn't say anything in Rashi or anywhere else that it's dafka the night of Pesach. Ki Shocha Bimcha Mocha Leimor. Long after all these episodes, he's going to ask a question. Mo Eidos Chukim Mishpatim. Amartu Levincha, you tell my brother, Mayinu L'Pav Mitzayin Etzienu Hashem, Biyot Chazokah. Vayitna Hashem Oysus Amoysim Gdolim Beram Mitzayin Befar Bechol Eisa Leinenu. Laman what? Habi al sonu was islano as a oret hashem vishbalabosim. So therefore, when you ask the question, ma eidus achukim mishpatim, by tzaveinu hashem lasis is kol achukim ha'eilu v'yiras hashem alakeinu, l'toiv lanu kol ayomim, l'chayoseinu kayom hazeh, u'tzdaka tiyalanu kinishma lasis is kol mitzvah zos. That's the answer. It's the Taivlanu Lachayosenu Tzdaka Tiyalanu. Three great answers. Olam Hazeh, Nitzchius, Klal Yisrael can never be destroyed. And boy, have they tried. And Olam Haba, Tzdaka Tiyalanu. Where does it say here that it has anything to do with the night of Pesach? It doesn't. And indeed it doesn't. There's only one child that it's the night of Pesach. And that is the She'eino Yodeh Rishon. And that is Mefurish in the Haggadah that it's the night of Pesach. V'gadato levincho b'yom ahu leimor. B'yom ahu yochol mibod yom. B'avur zeh. Lo yomarti ela B'shosh ha-Pesach ha-Matzah Morim u'nachum u'fanecha. That's it. That's the night of Pesach. So what about Keneged Avor Bonim Divrei Torah? The answer is, it's a misunderstanding to say that all four have to be B'davka, the mitzvah of Sneepi Yitzhiz Mitzvah. No. But there are four places where you talk about the Inyan of Mitzvah. And how you talk and how you don't talk according to the Gra is reflected in those four places. So when it says V'igadeta l'vincha, and in all those other places you have a child that asks, and here you have a child that doesn't ask. So you learn that the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is manifest in a whole bunch of ways. And V'igadeta l'vincha itself tells me that Sibu Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be l'fidaita shobay. Because V'haraya, you talk to him, even though he doesn't ask a question, and there's certain things you say and certain things you don't say. You cannot be elaborate, you can't be complicated. So Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah means, V'fidaita Shobein Ovid Malamdo, it's the Nusach, it's the Ofan of talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim that we learn from those different places. But we apply it to the one place where the mitzvah of Sibu Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Torah. Why is that so important to me in the context of what we said at the beginning of this year? Because it's like this. If the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, V'chol dor v'dor chayav odem miros esatzmo kivu yotza atem in Mitzrayim shenemar v'gadeta levincha v'yom ha'ulemar v'avuzo asa shem li, then it means the night of Pesach I have to feel asa shem li v'tzeisid in Mitzrayim. Because that pasuk of Babu Azoya Asha Hashem Li, the pasuk of the Sheino Yedei Alisho, the Gadito Levincha, is dafk about the night of Pesach, that is the mitzvah of Sipri Tzius Mitzrayim that night. So the Rambam would never be able to continue to say, Ba'adova Zetziva HaKotav Zachata Kievet or Yisra Beretz Mitzrayim. Because this is a halacha that's unique to the night of the Seder and does not apply to any of the other days of the year. Either Zachata Kievet or Yisra, Zachata Kievet or Yisra means your ancestors. But it doesn't mean you yourself have to have a heritage, which is an extraordinarily difficult thing to do. What if the Gedolim said the hardest thing in all of the Torah is to feel that you yourself are coming out of Mitzrayim that night of the Seder? So the Rambam says, well, son of Otsi Misham, where is that? Pasuk Chav Gimel number 8. The Bein HaChacham. It's Ki Yisholcha Bincha. And still you say, V'osanu otzi misham. Oy, v'azeh, it's v'osanu. And it's mocha, yesh mocha lachazman. And it's not the night of the Seder. So that proves that you have to have that feeling all the time. So the Rambam said, V'chol dor v'dor chayavodam liru sasatz mukilu yotzim mitzayim shenemar v'osanu otzi misham. Laved after the night of the Seder, al dor v'azeh tzibu ha'kotot v'char tuki yedir ha'isa. So what about the night of Pesach? What about all this idea that the night of Pesach was supposed to feel that way? Yes, the night of Pesach is still unique. Because in this halacha, which is a hergish all year long, the night of Pesach still is unique. Because the chachomim on top of the hergish made a takona of two dinim. The fikov, says the Rambam, kishesoi adam balayla azeh, sarich, Lechol v'hu meisav, and is also the takona of Arba Kosos Zerachetz. That makes the whole of the Rambam complete and answers all of our questions. I don't know if you have the time or the kayak or the inclination. It's already I don't know when you came here, but I'm giving shiurim since 8 o'clock in the morning and you're listening to them since 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a lot harder to listen than to give, I tell you that much. I just wanted to be meisav just a shtikl ha'ara. What's meant? That feeling. We had in the Haftorah, this past Haftorah, Amzu Yotzarti Li Tihilasi Yisapeli. The tachlis of the Yid is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. There's some people that the tachlis of the Yid is to be a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief, but also to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not correct. The tachlis of the Yid is to be an Eved Hashem. And then, how to be an Eved Hashem? There are many, many ways to be an Eved Hashem. There isn't only one. But the purpose of creating is Tihilasi Yisapeinu. Amzu, Chazal tell us, there are only two places where it says Amzu. Amzu Kanisa and Amzu Yotzarti. This Yisoid of Tiyu Li Mamleches Konin V'Goy Kodesh. So in the Novi Yishayahu, Perek Mem Gimel Mem Dalet, this Haftarah, it becomes Tihilosi Yisapeh. The Jew, by his actions, by his words, by his comportment, by his mitzius, he individually and all of Kal Yisrael, the Yachad, are an expression of Tehila B'Shevach LaKadosh Baruch. That's what should be. Then the Pasuk immediately continues, V'loi Oisi Karasa Yaakov, Ki Yagata B'Yisrael, V'ata Oyef Yageh, Ki Yagata B'Yisrael. You're exhausted from it. And that's really more of a Dazai Slachem. You're exhausted. So the question is, what exactly is the Ribbono Shel Olam want here? What's the taina? What's the point? So I'll tell you, it's very pashut. There's a medrash somewhere, I don't know if I have the exact nusach, but there's a medrash somewhere that says, when you go to a doctor and he's the only one that can help you, he's a malach. After he's helped you already and you're okay, he's an adam. And when he asks you for money, he's a dog. Ungefähr, there's such a medrash. It seems to me that if a person was in a fire, chas v'sholom bar minan, and his clothing are already scorched and he has inhaled a lot of the smoke, and he knows that it's kefesha beino levein hamoves, it's ot any second that he's gone, and all of a sudden the fireman runs in, risks his life, schleps him by the collar, pulls him out in the nick of time, and saves his life. The first thing that any human being will say is, I owe you my life. And the first 10 years and the anniversary of that event, he will send him a bouquet of flowers. And after 10 years, it's forgotten and gone. Forgotten, I guess, and gone. The person that is pulled out of a wreck from a car by a hatzolah, and he says, when I get out of all of this b'shalom, he saved my life, I'm going to give Hatzolah a big matveya. The Hamachshava at the time, according to his means and his capacity, is $10,000. By the time he gets well, it's $1,000. By the time he gives the check, it's $100. Maybe. What is the pshat in all of this? The Teretz says it is in human nature to have this incredible capacity to forget the acuteness of a moment. And particularly when that moment creates a tremendous mechayiv, I owe you my life. And Klal Yisrael is reminded by the Ribbono Shel Olam that that is the perpetual relationship that they have with Hashem. We are always and forever in the midst of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the consequence of that in terms of our chiyuvim and our shibudim, ba'ava u'besimcha, that's the key agata of Yisrael. You see, you can have a shibud. You can owe somebody. And you could be exhausted and frustrated that you owe, but you know that you owe. You owe, I know. You know, somebody lent me money and I owe him the money. He's a multimillionaire, I'm still struggling, but I know that I have to pay him. What can I do? A loan is a loan. But when somebody saves your life and pulls you out of a fire, at that moment you are the simcha atzuma. And when you say, I owe you my life, you mean it with ganzen hart and becheshek and the simcha, behislavus. If that is the hergish that person feels that he is now a Yotze Mitzrayim, with all of those consequences, it could never be Ki Yagata B'Yisrael. And that is the Yisod and the Machayev of B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Adam Liro Sesatzim. There are many other aspects, which each one requires a shir in its own right. The relationship that a person has with the Ribbono Shel Olam is an entirely different relationship. The sense of his presence, by Yaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, Oz Yoshe Moshe, the sense of his presence, Anivu lo Malach, Anivu lo Shaliach, Anivu lo Acher, the sense of his presence, Ata Negleisa, Al HaKotchev, Min HaShamayim, Mishmata Kalecha, that is something that, if we hark back to it, we are different in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tichayk Mizrach Mimayrav, from someone for whom it is a distant memory and an ancient tradition. And then, of course, there is the sheer hakoras hatova. I'm not talking about the shibud, and I'm not talking about the sense of being saved. But plain hakoras hatova, the human value. Gratitude. Gratefulness. It's eino dome when you feel it, and when it's a distant thing that happened to our ancestors. All right, so there's an inyan, but it's not so nishkefela. It happens to me. Where's your hakoras hatova? How could a person be on the one and the same time, at one and the same time, a moral person and a kafir teva? And then there are other and other and other in Yom Pirush and Drash and Rebbes and so on. But it all adds up that if a person has such a hagish all the time, he's a very, very gehoy b'yid. And that is the Yisrael Hashem B'chot Espa'ar that the Rebbe Hashem always speaks about, and which is at the end of the Haftorah as well. You should be zayich etaka to have that hergesh, or b'ktsasay at least, not just the night of Mitzrayim, but all year long, whatever the pshat of the halacha is. Because there's definitely an inyan to have that feeling, and the gula shleima should arrive the meheira of the Yomeinu.